We have to be very careful, of course. We cannot give promises, as we do not give a promise by this, saying that all the countries will be members of the EU by 2014. What we would like to make sure is that by 2014, all the countries will be on the track of membership in the Union, that the process of integration will be irreversible. And by giving orientational dates, we would like to make people more committed and more ready to deliver. Because otherwise, if it's really so open process without concrete benchmarks and also regarding dates, people feel that it's the perspective so far that it makes no sense to follow it. I feel this mood in the region, and it's really dangerous because it can bring us back to times of instability and insecurity, which we hoped are over forever. Regarding the preparedness of the different countries, everything is quite relative, of course. In some areas, it's true, Croatia was better prepared than Romania and Bulgaria. But it's a process, and it's not only economic and social aspect. There are many other aspects. The good thing is, however, that Croatia has a good chance to finalize the negotiations. And we are sure that very soon it will become the first country of the region to be a member of the European Union. We see good prospects also for Macedonia. If this year we see finally an agreement on the name, negotiations can start and Macedonia could move more quickly. And as regards the other countries, of course, it depends very much on them how quickly process will go on. You mentioned Bosnia and Herzegovina and Albania. Two countries with certain delay, but will be able to join the visa-free regime already this year, maybe not in July as it was foreseen, but a little later, but for sure this year. So these signals are important. They have to be used. And again, we have to take into account what could happen in the region if this European perspective does not become more clear than it is now. It's in the interest not only of the peoples in the region, but it's in the interest of the European Union. And I'm sure that if we compare Bulgaria and Romania, for example, before the membership and now, many things changed. And sometimes being part of the Union helps the reforms and makes things happen more quickly than if countries are kept outside in the waiting room and just giving instructions from the EU what should happen. So it's very relative again. And since we talk about relatively small countries for which wouldn't represent a big burden neither on the budget nor on the economic and employment markets of the European Union, I think it makes sense to accelerate this process.